We are in Simon Tofresh Nun Ches. We're up to Sif Hei. Nosna lo stam. Hevekilu omer lo amanashe tachzirehu li. If he gave it to you stam, the pashtus is that it's amanashe tachzirehu li, that he expects to get it back. You know he has to be yotze with it on the first day, so you know that it'll have to be his. So it's understood that he's giving it to him as a matana manas lahatzir. Now, there's a halacha that we had in the previous sif, that if the person says, where the person made it, almanashe tachzirehu li, there the halacha is you're not yotze unless you return it. What if he says amanashe tachzireyu, but he doesn't say li? The halach is you have to return it, but it doesn't have to be at the time that he has to be yotze the mitzvah. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say here that over here, where he gave it stam, it couldn't be any worse than not saying li. And therefore, you will not have all the chumris that we had before. Further, so that let's say, for example, you don't you return the money instead. It got lost, you return the money. Since he didn't say li, you could be yotze with that. Haga v'tzorach laser v'litno lebolov b'matona kadeshiyah shel bailim v'yetsubo. And the idea of amanashe tachzireyu is that you make a kinyan gomer when you give it back. It's got to be a real kinyan. But even though you didn't return it directly to him, you returned it, you gave it to someone else, to someone else, to someone else, and eventually it got back to him, that's good enough. Now, the lashon over here in the Ramah is, v'tzorach lasar v'litna l'balim matana kadei shiyu shel bailim v'yeitzubo. Who is yeitzubo? The bailim. So the truth of the matter is that if you don't return it, the bailim were yotze, you're the one that's not yotze because you weren't Mekayim the Amanas La'achzir. So the Lashon is not so much Meduyik because the Bailim, what he means is that you have to give it back to the Bailim in order that they can be yotze by using it. Now this thing of giving it to one person and another person, there could be an umdana that he doesn't want you to go and give it to a lot of people. In fact, some say that you can't even give it to one person, Shalo Bershus. What happens if you never returned it, but the owner came in and grabbed it away from you because you weren't returning it? You're not Mekayim, you're Amanas La'achzir there. You weren't Yotze. The din of returning it is even by way of a shliach, and the shliach doesn't even have to be a bar shlichus. As long as ultimately it ends up in the hands of the owner, and he didn't have to go and retrieve it himself, the halacha is that you're Yotze.